Our interview with Denzel Porter is right around the corner. But first, open YouTube and pull up the lyrics to this next song, because that's the only way you'll be able to understand Janet Jackson as she sings If right now on the Good Old Boys.
Find out if that new movie or album is worth the money? Find out on The Weekly Word, every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
I am it on the loose. Got you feeling loose, blame it on the throne. Got you feeling gone, blame it on my alcohol. Blame it on my it, she says she usually don't, but I know that she front. Cause all they know what she want, but she don't want to seem like she easy. I hate saying what you won't do, but you know we're probably gonna do what you've been feeling deep inside. Girl, what you drinking? Gon' let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round and you're down, I know it. Fill another cup up, feeling on your butt. What? You don't even care now. I was unaware. I find you was before my buzzer in. My buzzer in. Body on me and she keeps staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. Baby, I would rather show you what you've been missing in your life when I get inside. Girl, what you drinking? Gon' let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round if you're down, I'm pouring. Fill another cup up, feeling on your butt, but you don't even care. I was unaware. I find you was before my bus set in. My bus set in. Shot you open up like a book. I ain't tripping.
Cause I'ma read ya.
Shout it, I ain't tripping.
I just wanna please ya.
I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shout it, didn't you know? What's going down? We can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shout it, got drunk, thought it all was a dream. So I made her say, ah, ah, ah. Now she got a hand on my lips. Got my seats all wet in my ride.
All over my ride.
Licked me dead in the eye, eye. Then my pants got bigger. She already knew what to figure. Had her looking at her boyfriend like, ah, ah.
Blame it on the juice.
Got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drum. Got you feeling loose. Blame it on my alcohol. Blame it on my alcohol.
It's ignorance at its best on the Good Old Boys Radio Network with Larry P.
Anybody ever popped a molly? No?
No.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'll be the first.
Doc.
The Larry P. Show.
Condones.
It condones touching yourself.
and finance and murder.
That's why I went out and slept with that nun from church last Sunday, because your sex game is whack.
Check it out every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Need more good old boys in your life? Well, don't worry. We've got you covered.
Introducing Good Old Podcast. It's the best place to find the story behind the story or just to enjoy classic segments from shows again and again. You'll also find fresh material that discusses an array of topics, including sports, music, love, life, and more. Just log on to thegoodoldboys.net and click on podcast to discover a brand new world of good old boys entertainment.
Music from Keisha Cole, Alexander O'Neal, and an interview with Denzel Porter right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Show.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Today's a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause we know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up. Veg it up.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
First of all, let me say, you can't accuse me of all the things you know that you are guilty of. And I see that it is easy for you to blame everything on me. If that's the case, I should go have my fun and do all the things you say I do. Boy, I can't continue to take this from you.
I might as well have. I might as well have lied to you. As much as you accuse me of lying, I might as well have.
I might as well, might as well.
As much as you accuse me of lying, I might as well have.
Taken away my love.
As much as you accuse me, I should have cheated.
And say I was out with somebody else when my girl told me she saw you with some girl. But I didn't accuse you of something that I didn't see myself. Realize that I would never do anything to disrespect you. Trust me, you gotta stop accusing me.
Well, I have.
the club. Or maybe I should have done it. Should have given away all my love. Or maybe I should have played you. Cause you don't appreciate me, no. And I tried to stay down with you, but you're making it hard for me.
I might as well have.
We're back here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network, and joining us on the line is my man Denzel Porter. How you doing, fam?
What's good? What's good, man? I'm chilling, man. Just out here in the Bronx, man, doing my thing.
No doubt. Northeast Bronx is the home. You used to call yourself Young Flame. What's it like, first of all? What's it like, first of all, becoming an artist out of the place of, you know, basically the birth of hip-hop?
Man, you know, one thing it is, it's definitely a heavy pressure because a lot of people got their eyes on you to, you know, be a certain way. And they want, right now, a lot of people are asking for this New York style and this New York thing, and you know, they want a lot of New York stuff. So basically, it's just keeping up with who you are, being from New York, and I'm trying to take advantage of that, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. Now, before we get into the music and everything, why did you change your name from Young Flame?
Because Young Flame, to me, that was just a rap name or a stage name until I reached, you know, a little bit older, and I realized I needed something a bit more mature. Something I could, you know, carry my music, because I'm a storyteller. That's the type of hip-hop I do. I like to tell stories. I couldn't make songs like, I have a song called Intuition with the name Young Flame, you know what I mean? And that was actually the last record. If you watch that video, it says Young Flame in it. But once I changed my name to, changed my name, Denzel Porter is actually my real name.
Right.
Once I started using my real name, I started getting a lot more recognition. You know what I mean? I just didn't know how cool my real name was.
That's a dope name, man. So, like, most definitely, I think I like the move of changing the name to Denzel Porter. We're talking to Denzel Porter here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. Now, the song that really has, like, really, like, had people talking in the streets kind of buzzing a little bit is the Kanye West track. And people thinking that you're dissing Kanye and all this stuff, man. Tell us a little bit about the track, man.
Well, that record was actually, it actually represents us here in New York, because when I did this record and started finally getting to travel more and, you know, traveling the States, a lot of people start saying, or I start realizing a lot of people feel New Yorkers are assholes and stuff like that, but we're not really trying to be, you know what I mean? So we're just ourselves. So I made this record, and, you know, Kanye West kind of fit the the topic of the record at the time. So, you know, I released that. And since I released that, I've been getting on the websites all over the place. And, like, the internet's been showing me some love, you know what I mean? Like, getting some shows and some credibility, you know?
All right. Tell me about this line right here that I heard you spit in a freestyle, man. Whenever we bang, though, we be tossing bodies in the van. Call us Bang Bros. What you know about Bang Brothers, man?
Listen, what you mean what I know about Bang Brothers, man? Anybody who had a computer in early 2001, 2002.
Word, man.
Know about Bang Bros in the van.
Yeah, man. Denzel Porter right here joining us on the program. Now, tell us a little bit about Rec House Entertainment, man.
Yeah, Rec House, well, that's something I started up when I was like 15, 16. I had cleared out the closet in my room. I built a studio, and we just needed a name for it, so we called it Rec House. I started throwing events and stuff with my crew from my neighborhood and, you know, under this Rec House name, and we built this household name for our area Like now we just throw events and we do shows and do music and stuff like that. So that's basically what Red Cow is. It's just my crew, you know what I mean? Everybody needs somebody to work with. Teamwork makes the dream work.
No doubt, no doubt. Denzel Porter joining us here on the program. Now, when I take a look at you and stuff and listen to your music and everything, I know one of the first people that came to mind is a West Coast MC, cat by the name of Kendrick Lamar, and you ended up being on sharing the stage with Kendrick Lamar a while back and everything. Talk a little bit about some of the comparisons that you may have been receiving to that artist.
Oh, man, I get that comparison a lot. A lot of people compare me to Kendrick. A lot of people compare me to Lupe. A lot of people compare me to, like, even Kanye West sometimes. My thing is, like, I'm fine with the comparison because as long as it's somebody good, people are going to compare, period. You know what I mean? And when I got to open for Kendrick, I'm pretty sure that was because, like, he probably noticed my style because of the whole Kendrick thing. You know what I mean? So it was okay for me when they were comparing me to these people. You just got to know how to take it. The trip to go open up with Kendrick was actually my first experience to something outside of my area, uptown Bronx, right. And it really opened my eyes to, like, way more things in terms of, like, fan base and the networking and traveling and stuff like that. So I'd say that trip to Canada to open up with Kendrick Lamar really changed the world for me.
No doubt, no doubt. Denzel Porter joining us here on the program. Checked out a track that I'm sure that, like, a lot of the younger people may not even know about where you got the title from and everything. So I like how you added the on your SoundCloud page, added the picture and everything. But the track Bishop, talk a little bit about that track and the making of that track for me, man.
Oh, man, Bishop is based off of, I want to say, White Plains Road, because that's where I'm from. In the 90s. Even now, you know, White Plains Road is known for a lot of, Wild Boys and stuff like that, and Stick Up Kids and stuff. So Bishop is basically the story of a Stick Up Kid from White Plains Road. And it was the starting of, I'm trying to do, like, every year I want to release something to go along with this story, you know what I mean? So this year I'll be releasing Rook. That's what I want everybody to look out for, to go with Bishop. It's a story after that, you know what I mean? So Bishop, just my little story I got going to keep my storytelling thing warm, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. Now, tell us a little bit about Survival of the Fittest. I saw the artwork and everything, and you used the logo and stuff from the Mobb Deep joint and everything. I see you playing a lot of homage to, like, 90s stuff, man.
Yeah, that's my style, man. That's where I feel like my soul comes from. You know, once I hear those type of beats, I feel like they don't have those type of instrumentals anymore. It's kind of hard when we go into these radio stations and they tell us to freestyle something, and then they put on these trap beats and stuff like that. It's like, dang, then what else? What do we talk about? You know what I mean? So I just had to step back. That's what I like to do. I like to step back, use songs like, you know, from old Mobb Deep or old Nas beats and stuff like that, and do my thing on those, because those are my tempo. That's my type of feel, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. Denzel Porter joining us here on the program. Tell us a little bit about Porter's Pot.
Porter's Pot, man. Porter's Pot. I feel Porter's Pot was very underestimated. But, I mean, underestimated just because it wasn't heard. So I'm working right now in the process of getting it heard. It's a very dope project coming off of my last project, especially if you follow the storyline. And it's not hosted by DJ Drama, but it is hosted by DJ Drama. Like, you really got to listen to it to understand.
No doubt, no doubt, man. So what can we expect out of Denzel Porter for the coming months, man?
For the coming months, you're going to see a lot of consistency. I'm trying to stay in the people's faces this time around, you know what I mean? For the past 2-3 years, I was learning the ups and downs of the industry, the fluctuations of your fan base and controlling that. And, you know, I think right now I got it. I got a little formula going, so you're going to see a lot of consistency until I build that demand that I want. Then you're going to see about 2 or 3 projects. But for now, I'll be on tour, the No Time for Bullshit tour next week starts.
All right. So DenzelPorter.com is the website, DENZIL, not like Denzel Washington, DenzelPorter.com.
Yeah, yeah.
How else can people find you online, man?
Yeah, you can find me anywhere online. You can find me on my Twitter, which is also Denzel Porter, DENZILPORTER. Yeah, to double say that, you know what I mean? But it's the Twitter is the same, the Facebook is the same, everything's the same.
No doubt, man. Well, much success to you, man, and good luck with everything, and thanks for stopping by the Good Old Boys.
Yo, thanks, man. Thanks for having me, good old boy.
Calm down, Vigo. It's my greatest creation yet. The good old boys.net.
The good old boys.net?
Yes! You bumbling fool. It's the good old boys.net. You can find more information on the good old boys, Jasmine Love, The Bedroom, and The Larry P. Show.
Ah, yes. The good old boys radio network. Are there pictures as well, Master?
You idiot. Pictures of all your favorite good old boys' personalities and so much more.
Oh, Master, look, he's walking. Ah, he's walking.
Pour a glass of fine wine and rub that bubble bath and slow it down with Big Daddy Suede in the bedroom.
Welcome to the bedroom.
Let Suede give you a sonic massage every week in the bedroom.
Pour that favorite drink. Run that bubble bath. Get close to that special someone.
I on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
What's good for you, what's good for me.
Music from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. You're listening to the Good Old Boys.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
They've stormed beaches and freed countries. Protected the weak. And defeated the strong, shown courage and compassion. They've raised our flag and our hope. They've been called leathernecks. They've been called devil dogs. But above all, they're called Marines.
If you are just tuning in, we are discussing who should simply throw in the towel from different entertainment platforms such as acting, TV series, and music. Genuine, Last Chance, right here on The Good Old Boys.
Try to front like it don't matter if you leave us.
your favorite song. Hey. Turn your radio on. Hey. Play it for your man or your lady all night long. This your favorite song. Hey. Turn your radio on. Hey. Play it for your man or your lady all night long. This your favorite song. Hey. Turn your radio on. Hey. Play it for your man or your lady all night long.
This is my last chance. Come on to love you.
I'm gonna do
from
it
from a boy to a man, like Barack and his plan.
I'm gonna do it
if this is my last chance. Yeah,
back
yeah.
on the good old boys on the good old boys radio network. Genuine, I need to stop.
Yeah,
Genuine ain't been good since Timberland decided. You know, Justin Timberlake is a much better person for me to be working with. So, yeah.
I think there's several artists on this playlist that probably needs Timberland to help them out.
Yeah, I made a list.
Missy Elliott is on this playlist.
Yeah.
No, she's great.
Nah,
no, Missy ain't never been great. And yes, I got real has. Mad
really?
When they honored her on VH1 really? On Hip Hop.
Oh, that is one. She's an artist that stood Stop. Out. From the gate, she stood really? Out, did what was different, went against the grain, and was good.
Tell her to go.
So all the writing and producing Ooh. She does for people is bad?
I heard Boyz II Men remade Isley Brothers for the Love of You yesterday. I heard it on the radio.
They need to quit, too. And
I don't Boyz going to win. This is grown man B.I.
This is, I don't like them because of how they did. They re-recording their stuff so Mike doesn't get any money.
Hmm. Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, they're trying to do that. So
they're not going to get any money because nobody wants to hear them.
People
anymore.
Still love them, though.
They're a nostalgia.
They can act. Sell out everything. Everybody on Young Money Records, except for Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Lil Wayne, should throw in the towel.
Lil Wayne needs to throw in the towel.
He's going to.
He
this
said
is
he
gonna
is.
Going to be his last Carter album.
He's going to do a Bobby Brown. That's what Lil Wayne going to do. He's going to be like Pimp C, and he's going to ruin his own life.
Oh, I thought you was about to say Damn, he was going to. I thought he was going to die from
Pimp C didn't ruin his life. Pimp C ended his
yeah,
life.
I thought you was referring to that.
No, I thought the dude died from the perk. Or
he did.
Stuff. Yeah.
He didn't ruin it. He ended it.
I mean,
so he
doing
died
that
from drugs?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Codeine.
Oh, wow. Really? There you go, people. That's why you don't sip cough syrup, idiots.
Unless you're sick.
But somebody on this list has actually made a comeback, T-Pain. So, with my Up and Down.
Up Down is a pretty good song for if that's what you want to hear.
Yeah, so
yeah, big ups to my cousin, too. She out in there doing her thing in that video, too, man. Big
so,
ups.
Who did she
You know what that shows, right?
Who did she Jemele Hill in order to get on the video?
She put her work in, yo.
Y'all know that Jemele Hill has been doing that. That's the only reason why she's like been able to like do her thing in ESPN.
Well, nobody's done anything with her hair.
Yeah, all that money she making. Yeah.
What about Carrie Champion?
She's working on Stephen A. Smith, probably.
Yeah, probably.
You think so? That's somebody else who needed like he need to throw the towel on his hair.
Oh, so I guess LeBron needs to.
LeBron well. Should have been throwing in the towel a long time ago.
You need to what? Throw on something. Throw on a hat.
Why Chief Keef still rap?
No. I didn't why did he start?
Tell he goes to jail. That don't sound
how
like
he
no
be
Chief. That's not like, that sound like Conway Twitty, man. Yeah.
That's what Chief Keef be sounding like.
Oh, man. Who else?
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy. I didn't
Does
know
he still rap?
I
mean,
he has a hit with Drake out now.
What's it called?
I ain't forgot. No hit. It's going to be a hit.
It ain't no hit.
That's the song
hit
that,
the floor.
That's the song that Jay and Jay Electronica freestyled off of.
We made it joint.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes. Stop doing songs with all these whack rappers.
Why is Busta Rhymes on Young Money?
Yeah, you should be. There you go. You should own your own label.
He on Young Money. Ain't nothing young about him.
Yeah, he's about 43.
And his money ain't young neither.
He ain't got a lot.
Nah.
If he saved.
But, you know, I think that's more like, man, just like with a basketball squad that gets a veteran player, man, just to have the experience around and do stuff like that. So, I mean, he's still relevant. I would buy a Busta Rhymes album right now because he's just energetic still and he do his thing, man.
He's not even energetic anymore. Every song is he's laid
rapping
back
rapid,
low.
Rapid fast.
Yeah. Rock him.
Okay, maybe he is.
Lord Jamar.
Wow, really?
Lord Jamar Rakim? Don't be rapping, though.
He needs to throw in a towel. Yeah,
Rakim needs to stop.
I didn't know Rakim was still doing anything.
He left Aftermath talking about, you know, me and Dre, we just couldn't see eye to eye, man. So, you know, I wanted to bring the album out, so I had to move on. And I don't think the album ever came out still.
No, it didn't.
What about 50 Cent? Does he need to throw in the towel?
Nah, oh, of course that new not. Joint is hot, yo. The new joint is hot.
I wouldn't go that far.
Nah, of course not.
It sounded like he hungry again, man, because he realized he fell off, thought he was all of that. So I think he got that hunger back. He rocking that mean mink in the video. So.
But his cohorts, I don't even remember their names.
Cole
the other two
Banks
dudes.
And yeah. Tony Yayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to throw in the towel. The towel was thrown in on him. 50 was standing outside the ring. He did what Rocky should have done for Apollo.
Nah, he waved it. He did the Olay joint.
Yeah. The towel got up and walked into the ring.
R. Kells.
Oh, please, definitely throw it in.
But that leg shaking is hot, dog.
I disagree. R. Kelly has been able to transform over the years, man. Like, he's changed because he got so many cats biting his style, and he's been able to come back and.
But he bit.
Well, the song on this show shows that he needs to throw in the towel. That Cookies joint?
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's I haven't heard that one.
But we will play it.
He should have thrown in
Let
the towel.
Let us know what you think.
He should have thrown in the towel after Ask R. Kelly Twitters.
Boy, yeah. Hey, nah, but, what does he don't need to throw in the towel on music. He does need to throw in the towel on what he's about to do next because he's about to, like, bring back that Trapped in the Closet series.
Oh, I thought he was going to do an album with Mary J.
He said he wanted
King
to do that,
Queen
too.
Of R&B or something.
That would be dope.
You know what
I don't
like
know. I haven't liked a Mary J. song in like 10 years.
Yeah, me too.
Nah, that chicken song, that crispy chicken joint, that was hot.
Well, then she needs to throw in a towel.
That, but the real song
yeah,
was okay.
I mean.
Nah,
I don't
like
know the
that.
Name.
Don't
I
mind.
I love you or something.
I just call it.
I think Mary needs to just what
just
she
listen
needs
to Jasmine
do.
Love. She plays it like every week.
Yeah, that's tight.
What Mary needs to do, man, is simply get somebody else to write for her because you know, like she always wrote about her experiences. But it's like she was only when her experiences was when she was getting hurt. And I understand, you know, why people got to hurt to make good music. Well, I don't know. Donald Duck said it on the Five Heartbeats. You know, he said, I got to go through some more pain.
I was like, dang, what Donald Duck was talking about? Some Mickey junk?
Nah, man, you got to go through some pain sometimes to be a better writer. But, you know, that's when Mary was at her best when she was going through it, though. But,
all right. Well, man. This chick right here.
I've never seen that movie.
This chick is doing she's got a reality TV show coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. SWV.
No, that's already out and it's bad.
Yeah, they need to throw in the towel.
But Lily.
She's still kind of cute.
God. Well, I love
and
her.
And she got
implants. She look feisty, yo.
She got implants?
Yeah. During the reality show she had got
I saw them
implants.
In concert, yo. They still little eye candy.
She need to like come here.
Come and talk
she'll
to
do
me.
You.
I really
she'll do you.
She's hood like that.
Yeah. She was going to give Charlamagne some. He was on the reality show.
Really? What network does it come on?
We.
How do you know?
I think I have that now that I have cable.
I'm not ashamed. I'm an SWV fan today.
Yo, so Lily, like if we interview Lily, she might like.
Yeah, flirt with her a little bit. Mm. Or if you want me to, you know, bring it home, then I'll talk to her.
But now we're talking about Christina Milian.
Oh, yeah, she should throw in the towel.
She's doing I think the reality show is going to be pretty cool.
Because she's eye candy. She still looks
I
good.
Love
but
her.
She's not talented anymore.
But she's,
I don't think
it's
she
like,
ever
it's
was.
About her trying to like recreate her career about this dude that now she's engaged to.
Jay Prince's son.
Yeah. And and her in the dream and his BMW raising the son, raising the kid that they got together. The BMW that the dream has isn't a car.
Yeah, for another person.
Talking about the body that made wrong that the dream has.
For another person that needs to throw in a towel, Khalees supposedly has a cooking show. So
oh, Jesus.
She got a song out that's not bad.
Make sure you check out whatever she's doing.
No. I don't have to check out nothing because she calls my boy to have to spend a bunch of money. And all she left him was the dress.
Just check it out to see
how
bad it is.
Bye, bye, baby.
Oh, she got a fat boonkie.
No, I have a feeling it's on that Aaron Hall dog whisperer level.
It ain't going to come on TV then if it is. But this is
straight
Christina.
To DVD.
How about that? When we come straight back, trash. We're going to talk about women and how they need to stop
everything,
certain things,
except cooking and.
Christina Milian, Dip It Low, right here on the Good Old Boys.
Ignorance at its best. I'm the Good Old Boys Radio Network with Larry P.
You damn right we back. Yeah.
Doc.
Sex.
Was what he was thinking about.
Sex.
Is all that was on his mind.
Sex.
Is what he wants from her.
And finance and murder.
Now send me back to the strip club. I'm not going.
Check it out every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Hey, people.
She naked, y'all.
Squawkle. Critics agree that listening to the Good Old Boys Radio Network family of shows can give you superhuman strength, like this guy.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
Visit thegoodoldboys.net to find out when you can hear your favorite Good Old Boys show. Up, up, and away! That's going to wrap up hour number two of the program. When we come back in hour number three, we'll continue our conversation about people that need to throw in the towel.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Next wake up, it's dinner time. Yeah, turn up. Pull up to the crib and you know I'm on sit. Come with a, about to bang on that booty like a born up crib. Come with a, you gon' wanna claim this here. Come with a, come with a, come with a, come with a. Ooh, she roller coastered on it. Ooh, she threw it up our alley. Ooh, then I beat that thing until it's. Girl, you know you got that good, yeah. Mmm, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Yeah,
turn up.
Oreo, hey, hey, Oreo, hey, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it, hey, and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up.
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it. And get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth.
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster. Break your back, crack it open like a lobster.
I killed a digger. She grabbed the wood like ripping. I told her put it in my face. Let it rain, let it rain. Mmm, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up.
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo. Lick the middle like an Oreo.
Yeah, turn up.
Oreo, hey, hey, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth.
Girl, I got a sweet tooth. Ain't nothing sweeter than you. I'ma eat it up. Beat it up till you holler out truths. My bed could be your stage, and I'ma make you a star. Your legs in the air, my hands all off up in your cookie jar. Yeah, I'm hitting every spot on your map, that's me going on tour. My time for Joe Discovalli, that's clothes all on the floor. You throwing ass, I'm catching it, the neighbors keeping score. Louis Armstrong, I pick you up, eat that against the door. Like, mmm, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up.
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth.
all this with my mouth.
Jasmine Love, every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
In front of Gucci in the winter, I seen you with your girls, walking, in your chinchilla fur. I was laid up in the cool black shader, looking at your face just pure with no makeup. A little bit of MAC lip gloss, hair in a bun, well done. Looking for a ring, I see none. So I hopped out the coupe and hot pursuit to stop and introduce like I'm shining. You my destiny, in your diamond cluster, too much just to touch you. Perfume down to your structure. Think I wait till the second night to yeah, I wanna marry you. Nah, I'm just playing. We could start with a few nights out in Malibu, surfing, laying up on Persians. Here's my number, put it in your purse and call me.
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me to pick her up in my Rolls Royce. If my Rolls Royce is not for ladies, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Mercedes. If my Mercedes would have full up a disease, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Firebird. If my Firebird cannot take the curve, girl, put your ass on the thumb at your butt.
You're getting closer. My player days is over. Well, maybe not completely, but still in all. Come here, let's see your head on my bed. And let me get between your legs. Lay on your back, take it from the back. Like a bad girl supposed to, I know you like that. Scream, wake the when they sleep. Grab the sheets, grit your teeth, wiggle your butt cheeks. Pour the styles over your body, lift you up. Treat you like a convenience store, stick you up. Take you to the balcony, pick you up. So you can look at the city while I'm digging your kitty. Then we drive into the sunset. Pull over, get up on the hood, ma, I ain't done yet.
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me to pick her up in my Rolls Royce. If my Rolls Royce is not the latest, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Mercedes. If my Mercedes would get full up of the disease, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Firebird. If my Firebird cannot pay the curve, girl, put your ass on the dumb at your butt. So I draw for my tiny, can I take one sip? Should I sip it just a gallop like a horse and get whipped? Come quick, yeah. Come quick, whoa. Cause you are love and not another. All those come and change, but I know I will never come and love, 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 love you forever.
We've been together for a few months now. Did it all four seasons to the Trump, Beverly Hills bungalows in your underclothes in Paris, Eiffel Tower, bubble baths and showers in his Indochine. Since here's what you seen, see me flip a couple things, go to magazines, and I think you might be the right one. Whoa, wait, press the brakes, gotta investigate. But I do know, to you it don't matter whether my pockets are slim or fat, or whether it's BBQs or Mr. Charles Platter. Even if I slip off the success ladder, even if the paragraphs didn't hit the charts and smash, if my car was a train, I'm a silver seraph. I think you'd be right there, cause we right here. No Cartier charms, just you in my arms. No Sean Don, just a bottle of Avion. Come on,
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me to pick her up in my Rolls Royce. If my Rolls Royce is not